Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought of the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Pekudei, is the final Parsha of the Book of Shmos. So we call this Shabbos Chazak, as we will say Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek, as we complete the Book of Shmos. And next week, God willing, we will begin the Book of Vayikra. There's a very fascinating discussion in this week's Parsha, and that is that Rashi notes that when Bezalel constructed the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and its vessels, and all the different parts of it, he first made the structure, the parts of the building, the walls and the curtains that covered the ceiling, and so on and so forth, and then he made the vessels afterwards. However, this was in contradiction to what Moshe had originally told him, because Moshe had originally told him the vessels first, followed by the parts of the Mishkan, the actual structure of the Mishkan. And so the question is, why did Bezalel reverse the order and create the actual structure first? And Rashi tells us that Bezalel told Moshe that if you build a house, you don't build the furniture and then build the house. First, you build the house, and then, when you have a place to put the furniture, then you create the furniture. But you don't create the furniture and then leave it laying around with nowhere to put it, and then start creating the house. And Moshe replied, and Moshe said, this is actually how Hashem had commanded it to me originally. And he said, perhaps you were in the shade of God. In other words, that you had this insight that this is actually how Hashem had given it over to me. And so he gives him the Hebrew term for in the shade of God is Bezalel Kel. Bezalel means in the shade, Kel of Hashem. Hence the name Bezalel represents that Bezalel somehow had this unique insight into what Hashem had wanted. But of course the question becomes, that being the case, so why did Moshe reverse the order and then Bezalel understood to put it back in the other direction? What exactly is the conversation going on over here? So the Meshech Chochma explains Bezalel's point of view, and he says that in fact the vessels of the Mishkan in of themselves contain greater sanctity than the walls, the pillars that create the walls of the Mishkan, than the curtains that cover the Mishkan, the vessels, the ark, the Aron, the menorah, the candelabra, the shulchan, the table, etc., the altar, the mizbeach. All those things are of much greater sanctity than the structure of the Mishkan, than the pillars, the curtains that cover the pillars of the Mishkan, and so on and so forth. They are the vessels upon which the service is performed. And so they contain greater sanctity. And consequently, it makes sense that they should be created first because they contain a greater level of sanctity. What did Bezalel understand, however? Bezalel understood that true, each individual piece contains greater sanctity. However, Bezalel was looking at a bigger picture of the whole. And Bezalel is saying that when you create the Mishkan, when you create a house, a home, you first build the structure and then you put the furniture inside. In other words, Bezalel is saying, look at the big picture, don't look at the pieces. And the big picture is that everything has to come together, and when you are looking at that big picture, you first create the structure, followed by the furniture. And so Bezalel did that first. What is the lesson over here of Bezalel? The lesson of Bezalel is that, you're right, individual pieces may be bigger, may be more important, may have greater sanctity. However, when all those pieces come together into a united whole, when you look at the big picture of everything put together, then that is more important, and the entire structure, the entire home for Hashem in this case, a place for the Jewish people to gather and connect to Hashem, that you are creating in its totality, in its wholeness, ultimately has more importance than the pieces. Although the pieces in of themselves may have greater sanctity, but the overarching important thing that has the greatest sanctity of all is the entire structure altogether. And so Bezalel therefore took the approach of looking at the big picture, and he created the structure first. Now, we're not building a tabernacle, and if we are building a home, you may perhaps follow Bezalel's advice and create the home first before you buy the furniture. But how does this apply to us? Well, this happens so often that people literally lose sight of the forest for the trees. We focus on the pieces and say, this piece is important and that piece is important. Sometimes we look at people, individuals, and say, that person is so great, they're so important, or so wealthy, or so prestigious, or so spiritually advanced, such a tzaddik, and so on and so forth. And what about everyone else who are so much lower than he is? What are they worth? And so on and so forth. And we sometimes focus on pieces that are important and lose sight of all the other pieces. But it is important that everything come together to create the whole. And you're right. Some things have greater sanctity. Some things have more importance. Some people in this world have greater importance. They might have more money. They might have a position of power. And you're right. In this world, it looks like they have greater importance. However, the lesson of Bezalel is that the totality of the entire picture carries far greater weight and far greater sanctity. The coming together of all the parts and all the pieces to create a united whole for it to function is of far greater importance. And we dare not over-focus on the pieces and lose sight of the far more important and far more sanctified and far more elevated whole that we are looking to create through our work and our lives. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.